Hello and welcome to ZF1 Amateur Podcast, hosted by me, Humura Ruth. I hope you're doing well, but if life is not going as well as you'd like it to, I always say take it to the Lord in prayer and hopefully some Formula One will cheer you up. Now, after the Easter break, Formula One returned, this time with the Formula One MSC Cruises Japanese Grand Prix 2024. The Japanese Grand Prix, a popular event amongst fans, has hosted more than 10 title-deciding races over the years. As usual, this year's event was hosted at the Suzuka International Racing Course in Japan. The circuit has 18 turns and is 5.807 kilometers, that's about 3.608 miles long. Drivers cover a race distance of 307.471 kilometers, which is about 191 miles across 53 laps in a race. Now, no driver has won more races in Japan than Michael Schumacher, who has won 6 times. Similarly, no constructor team has won as many times in Japan as McLaren, who have won 9 times here. Last year, it was Max Verstappen who won the race from pole position and finished ahead of McLaren drivers Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri. Verstappen also won the fastest lap of the race. During the first practice session, a red flag was raised after Logan Sargeant lost control of his car and hit the barriers at turn 7. The RB Formula One team had an all-Japanese driver lineup during the session after Daniel Ricciardo was replaced by Formula Two race winner and Super Formula driver Ayumu Iwasa. The three fastest drivers of the session were Max Verstappen, Sergio Perez, and Carlos Sainz Jr. The second practice session took place in wet conditions. Daniel Ricciardo returned to his seat while a number of drivers missed the session. Those drivers included Max Verstappen, Sergio Perez, Fernando Alonso, Lance Stroll, Pierre Gasly, George Russell, and Logan Sargeant. The three fastest drivers of the session were Oscar Piastri, Lewis Hamilton, and Charles Leclerc. The third practice session took place under normal dry conditions. Nico Hülkenberg locked up at turn 3, Daniel Ricciardo spun while exiting turn 2, and Kevin Magnussen slid onto the gravel at turn 11. The three fastest drivers of the session were Max Verstappen, Sergio Perez, and George Russell. Now, during the first quarter of the qualifying session, George Russell was noted by the stewards for being released onto Oscar Piastri's pathway in the pit lane, and in the second quarter, Nico Hülkenberg had his lap times deleted. Max Verstappen qualified in pole position ahead of Sergio Perez, Lando Norris, Carlos Sainz Jr., Fernando Alonso, Oscar Piastri, Lewis Hamilton, Charles Leclerc, George Russell, and Yuki Tsunoda, who qualified in 10th place. Daniel Ricciardo qualified in 11th place ahead of Nico Hülkenberg, Valtteri Bottas, Alex Albon, Esteban Ocon, Lance Stroll, Pierre Gasly, Kevin Magnussen, Logan Sargeant, and Zhou Guanyu, who qualified in 20th place. Now on to the race. The two Red Bulls maintained their positions at the start of the race. Unfortunately, Ricciardo and Albon made contact with each other and ended up crashing into the barriers on the opening lap, which brought out the red flag. The race was delayed for half an hour before the green flag was raised. On lap 13, Hamilton, who was running in 7th place, asked his team to let Russell pass him, and the team granted his request on the following lap. On that lap, lap 14, Joe was asked to retire his car. He became the third DNF of the race after Albon and Ricciardo. On lap 17, Norris passed Hamilton for 4th place, Tsunoda passed Ocon for 13th place, and Perez passed Hamilton for 5th place. On lap 18, Norris overtook Russell for P3, Bottas overtook Sargeant for P11, and Perez passed Russell for P4. On the next lap, Sainz moved into 6th place after overtaking Hamilton. On lap 23, Perez passed Norris for 3rd place. 3 laps later, Leclerc, who was 2nd on the grid, ran wide off the track and onto the gravel, and thereby ended up losing 2nd place to Sergio Perez. When Leclerc and Norris pitted on lap 27, Sainz inherited 3rd place on the grid. On lap 34, the only driver in the race from the RB Formula One team, Tsunoda, moved into the points after passing Hülkenberg for 10th place. For a moment there, Sainz took the lead of the race on lap 35 after race leader Verstappen pitted. Verstappen then regained the race lead on lap 37 when Sainz pitted. Towards the end of the race, a yellow flag was raised after Sargeant slid onto the gravel and reversed back onto the circuit. Now Verstappen went on to win the race ahead of Perez, Sainz, Leclerc, Norris, Alonso, Russell, Piastri, Hamilton and Tsunoda, who finished in 10th place. Hülkenberg finished in 11th place ahead of Stroll, Magnussen, Bottas, Ocon, Gasly and Sargeant, who finished in 17th place. The three drivers who did not finish the race was Zhou Guanyu, Daniel Ricciardo and Alex Albon. I hope you enjoyed this very brief recap of the just concluded Japanese Grand Prix. Remember to subscribe to the podcast channel and share with another motorsports lover. And if you'd like to see more of my motorsports content alongside my African travel content, visit my website zehumura.com. That is spelled as zehumura.com. Or you can connect with me on LinkedIn. My handle is Mbabazi Humura Ruth. That is spelled as Mbabazi. Humura is spelled as Humura. Ruth is Ruth. I will see you the next time we go racing.